Want to try a free sample?
Oh, yeah, I do. Wait, can something this small throw my body off balance? Time to consult the online experts.
Felicia here with 1 million followers. That bite will destroy your metabolism.
You only eat after you're walking 10,000 steps.
Fast. For 48 hours.
Stop it. Stop it.
They don't know your body. Only you do. Cygnos pairs AI with a biosensor so you can track your body's unique responses to food, movement, and more in real time. Cygnos.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
Happy marriages and hip-hop don't exactly go hand in hand. After all, this is a genre where artists are often trying to portray themselves to be Casanovas, and it would take a strong woman to be able to deal with that blurring of the line between fiction and reality. Then, there are the temptations that come with fame and fortune, which have a habit of affecting the decision-making of even the most committed individual. That's how you get some of the incredibly toxic situations that hip-hop looks at in horror today, like Blueface and Christiane, or NBA Youngboy's full soccer team worth of baby mamas. Other times, a significant other can become a weapon in a beef. But that doesn't always work out. Now, it's not always the case that love is a bad thing for a rapper to obtain. Sometimes, getting together with a partner can notably benefit an artist's lives and inspire them. Like Gucci Mane's nuptials to Keisha Kaur, that seems to have totally changed his life.
We don't argue. We really don't have no arguments. People think I'd be lying. Like, everything goes smooth.
That's
we got such
up.
A, like, adult, responsible, mature relationship.
Right.
People, it's nothing what people would think.
So you do the cook? So you do? Do you cook meals?
Well, I do know how to cook, but I haven't cooked one.
Like
on
since
now.
You've been out, you have not cooked at all.
Nothing. She cooked good.
I wish you'd be cooking good.
But on other occasions, that same marital bliss that they once thought was going to provide them happiness winds up having an adverse effect on their career and life. It's your boy Luesta, and this is Hip Hop's Wives Problem. And if there's one guy that knows all about that massive impact that bringing your marriage into your professional life as an artist can have, it's none other than Chance the Rapper. If you were ever a fan of Chance the Rapper, you'll be familiar with his childhood sweetheart, Kirsten Corley. After all, the man practically worshipped her, so much so that after they broke up, he couldn't believe his luck when she took him back, even though he was well on his way to megastardom at that point.
I can't really explain what happened on my wife's side because she was good. She had money. She had her own place. She had, you know, opportunities. She had, she was happy. And so I would just say the grace of God is what got me back with her. Like,
right.
Obviously I figured out what was wrong personally and I had to have that own personal conviction. But like it being this good, I can't explain.
The mother of his kids, Chance the Rapper's marriage took place long after their first child was born. And on the eve of the event, he unveiled a now deleted Instagram post to commemorate it. I knew I was gonna marry that girl. 16 years later, it's happening. This weekend is the time and the place is my wedding. I'm gonna dance with my wife because this is my destiny. Once they tied the knot, Chance set his sights on dropping his long-awaited debut album, and as it turned out, he was intending to make the record which captured their literal big day.
Is there anything you would have changed about the album? Because my only critique of the album was it was too long.
A lot of songs.
Like, it was longer than Wendy Williams' legs.
I think no. Weddings are long, for one. Two.
Planning a wedding is long.
Yeah.
Right.
So I felt like 22 tracks, but 19 songs with three skits. I think that's the perfect explanation of my wedding day. Like, that's how it feels. And also that it is, I don't know if you know this, but a lot of the music on it is based off of the reception, off of, like, the music that was played at it. And when you're at your wedding, like, it's a lot of different kinds of music that are playing. Let alone different songs. You know what I'm saying? So
I don't think people understood the narrative of your album, bro. I think when they saw the CD cover, it said the big day, I think they were thinking about your album release.
Right? Yeah,
the big
day.
No, the big day is all about the
movie. Yeah, I get it. I understand
it.
But
the only problem was that the record was a catastrophic flop. leading him to get clowned all over the internet. Chance the Rapper when he hasn't said he loves his wife in 5 minutes. And in the aftermath, he blamed everything but his own shortcomings.
I'm not gonna lie, social media pissed me off, man, because I don't understand why hip-hop has no problem with people talking about degrading women, but when it comes to loving your woman and being...
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
And with your wife and, yeah. and embracing her and celebrating that, they was giving you flack for it.
Yeah, it's. I mean, it's beyond social media. That's just one avenue. You got to understand that, like, there is a spiritual warfare going on. You would agree, right?
Absolutely.
And everywhere we go, beyond mm-hmm. just social media or music or whatever. And there's certain things that we would deem important, impactful, positive things for us and our community especially. Mm-hmm. I would say the number one thing that you could do right now as a black man is find your black woman counterpart and right. support and lock that down and make something Word. With each other.
Still, even with the critique clearly getting to him, he had the wife and family he coveted so much. One which, in Kirsten's case, took him back even after his past infidelities.
I'm definitely not perfect, you know what I'm saying? And I definitely have gotten better, mm-hmm. but it was definitely a point in time where there was nobody really telling me that me not marrying my wife was wrong, other than my wife and very select friends. Just being honest, even my parents, like, they were like, you have a lot to focus on, a lot to worry about. You are, when I was with her, you are dating her. When I was not dating her, you are paying child support or doing blah, blah, blah. And so it gets rationalized to you that it's like, okay, I made a rap album about God. That's good enough. You know what I'm saying? I rap about God. I'm straight. But like, that shit is not enough.
But while he saw his wife as his salvation in life, the album he made to commemorate getting hitched was poisonous to his career. And since then, he has failed to either return to the charts or even manage to release his long-awaited sophomore album, Starline Gallery, that he's teased for years at this point. However, what makes it even worse is that the very marriage he sacrificed for his career has now fallen apart. The warning signs were there for a while, notably after Chance seemed to get a little cozy with another woman at a carnival, as well as liking some interesting adult content.
Chance the Rapper said it's his birthday.
But then, in late 2024, the bomb dropped that Chance and Kirsten were going their separate ways. After a period of separations, the two of us have arrived at the decision to part ways. We came to this amicably, and with gratitude for the time we spent together, we kindly ask for privacy and respect as we navigate this transition. Thank you. For fans of his, the news that he was parting ways with Kirsten Corley after being childhood sweethearts was shocking. But it was clear that it was inevitable, as once things went to court, the filing stated that their relationship was irretrievably broken, with Corley acknowledging in court papers that the two have been living apart for more than 6 months. Corley, who reviewed and approved the settlement, described the terms as fair and equitable resolution. In the aftermath, they revealed they committed to co-parenting, but it had left his career in tatters all the same. Now, a monthly listenership that once reached a peak of 16 million is now cut in half. And while Starline Gallery seems to be edging closer, there's no guarantee that it'll get the listenership it once would've. For Chance, getting his marriage too intertwined with the music was truly disastrous. But in our next couple's case, the pressures of their mutual fame and all the opportunities it afforded certainly did not help their bond to survive. And now, the whole scenario has wound up being a massive distraction from what they should be known for. Ever since Offset and Cardi B got together, they always had their ups and downs. Across numerous breakups and bumps in the road, they built a family and had 3 kids together. And even though Offset cheated numerous times, everyone ultimately felt that their love was everlasting.
At the end of the day, I still don't believe that these two will ever be separated. And I think this is one of those relationships that they'll embarrass the fuck out of each other. By the way, it's not the first time that Offset has accused her of having sex with other men. Right? L-E-T-E-N-E-S.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18+. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
All right, or cheating on him, but they still stay together. I still think they're going to stay together, and this is one of those things. They bring us into their drama, and they have a who could embarrass who more contest, but then they're still going to stay together. So I still think they're going to stay together.
But what they didn't realize was that the tension had been building for a while, and Cardi was not about to sit back and let the deception continue.
I really don't like doing the internet shit. I really, really don't like doing the internet shit. Because you will fucking talk to a nigga, and a motherfucker will play in your fucking face, and she'll be like, watch. Watch what I'm about to do. Watch what I'm about to say. Yo, this motherfucker really likes to play games with me when I'm at my most vulnerable time, when I'm not the most confident, because he knows I'm not an easy girl. Yesterday, I could have been out. I could have been chilling. I could have been this and that. He knows I'm in my house. He knows that I'm chilling. I really been sparing you. You've been fucking feeling yourself, you bitch ass, because of your bitch ass album and shit, and you really been fucking doing me dirty after so many fucking years that I motherfucking humped your ass. Not even a that I got for your bitch ass.
In terms of a breaking point where the marriage not only imploded but detracted from their careers, the downfall all commenced in June of 2023 with one random, seemingly unprovoked post from Offset. Taking to IG, he declared, "My wife fucked another man on me, gang. Y'all know how I come." Immediately, Cardi completely refuted these claims, with Set even admitting that he made it all up down the line. But he should have been careful for what he wished for, because eventually, it would become a reality for the former Migo. Despite getting pregnant by him for a third and likely final time, Cardi and Offset unfollowed each other on Instagram in December of 2023, prompting Cardi to say that she was leaving the dead weight behind in that year and not carrying it forward.
So you gotta get rid of dead weight. And when it comes to dead weight, it's just like dead weight, I will be mentality, procrastination, laziness, and people. Because a lot of people are dead weight too. When it comes to people, we always want to protect their feelings. We always want to protect their image. Oh, how will life without me will be for them? That next year is going to be all about me. Big shoes are going to have to be filled, and some people are going to have to get the fuck out.
And as things between her and Offset deteriorated behind the scenes, Cardi called them out publicly.
When I tell you, narcissism is all time high. And you know what's so crazy? I really be feeling like, do y'all even know what that word mean? You know what I find so crazy? That a nigga think that they could just buy a bitch. You know what I'm saying? I love me shit, but you can't buy me no more, motherfucker. I find it funny that niggas think that they could fuck on anything. But when I start talking to niggas, you wanna threaten me with taking shit that I fucking work my ass off for.
Then it spilled into the IG comments, where Offset acted like he didn't want no smoke and that she had essentially brought all this drama upon them. But after he suggested that he wasn't chasing her any longer, she promptly contradicted him with one screenshot, where he seemed to be pleading for her to be with him again. In fact, he even asked if he could pleasure himself while she was on the phone. As things heated up, Cardi headed to X to discuss how much anger and disgust she felt towards him. Bro, I wish the worst on this man. I never hated somebody so much. And these bitches be so thirsty to have him. Please take this man off my hands. This garbage bag is too heavy. When a fan then commented that Cardi should stop tweeting about Set as he's the father of her children, the Grammy winner clarified, "Yeah, he is. That's why I don't wish him death. But I truly hate this dirty ass, narcissistic piece of shit. And his family and friends never check him. That's why he's always going to be a piece of shit person." It didn't stop there either, with Cardi launching another online rant that really twisted the knife.
All weekend, he was blowing up my phone. I blocked you. You trying to show me, trying to get me mad, like, ooh.
Hi, guys. Here's my morning routine. First, I drink olive oil, like, a lot of it. Yep, that's good. Then, I stare at a red light. It's the kind that helps your cells positively glow. Oh, wow, really bright. Okay. Next, I take an ice bath. That's how you melt your fat and fix your, I don't know, other stuff. Ooh, yep, feeling super healthy. Can't feel my toes. Breakfast is raw liver, unless I'm fasting for 36 hours. Because that resets your whole, like, everything. Okay, here we go. Oh, real good.
If your health advice sounds strange coming from a kid, maybe it's just strange. Cygnos pairs AI with a biosensor so you can track your body's unique responses to food, movement, and more in real time, helping you achieve your health goals. No fads, no fear, just your signal. Cygnos.
Like and subscribe.
Let me show you the bitches on f***ing. Let me show you the bitches in my DMs. I'm gonna hurt her feelings. I don't care. You're fucking lame.
In a vicious shot at him, she even suggested that he didn't have what it took to handle her.
I'm too much woman for you. You know what I'm saying? I'm too much of a boss bitch for you. And I always been too good for you. I've been too good for you. I've been too good for anything that is associated to you. So you gotta fuck other bitches to make yourself feel better. Because I make you feel so low about yourself. Because I don't make you feel like you're that nigga in this home. So that's what you gotta do. So you out here trying to hurt my feelings because you fucking the next. I don't give a fuck. Thank you for my kids, though. All three of them. I don't regret none of them. But I regret you. I don't regret them. Not none of them. But fuck you. I'm too good for you. I've always been too good for you. You know I'm too good for you, nigga.
In response, Offset simply informed her that she was playing with fire. I could get on here and make you look like the fool you is. I'm about to bomb blow all this shit up. But while the internet ate up all this drama, it's important to note that there were innocent parties swept up in all this mudslinging. Namely, their kids. As a result, the two had to briefly band together to ensure that child services didn't wind up intervening and taking the children from them. Since then, the public mudslinging took a little bit of a backseat, but the two have since tried to move on. Recently, it was revealed that Cardi B and NFL star Stefon Diggs spent Valentine's Day together. Although they were probably trying to keep it low-key, the pair were spotted in a car together when they pulled over for the Bronx MC to look for something. And while most people saluted him for his game, people like academics have warned that it might cause problems for him given Offset's volatile nature.
The next time, like, you starting to inch into the territory, some of these niggas will shoot you. All that ACL shit you got going on, they'll shoot you. So stop playing around, okay? You f***ing too many bitches, and there's a lot of girls at the Texans games you can fuck.
Sure enough, it was alleged that her ex-husband was allegedly in hot pursuit of Cardi and Stefon around New Orleans. And in typical fashion, the news that Set was still chasing her around came just days after he fired shots at her in a series of deleted posts, declaring, "Had you last week, by the way, my new bitch batter." Stuck in a never-ending war with three kids in the middle, Offset and Cardi's situation is as toxic as they come. But sometimes, it doesn't have to be all-out war for a relationship to take its toll on your career. On other occasions, an imbalance in star power and issues with both individuals' career can be a real problem. When they first got together, Naomi Osaka and Cordae were seen as what certain areas of the internet would dub as couple goals. Particularly because when they first linked up at a basketball game, they never even knew each other or that the other one was even vaguely famous.
I feel like I saw a headline that you have a famous girlfriend. True?
Maybe.
It's a tennis player.
Is it Naomi Osaka?
Yes. Yeah, that's my girl.
That's tight.
With Cordae seen rooting for her at the sidelines of her tennis matches, the two were hurdled as an excellent example of what a healthy young couple could be.
Where did we first meet and what did I think of you?
We first met at the Clippers game and what did you first think of me? I was like, man, this is handsome.
What is my biggest fear?
I don't want to talk about your fears on camera.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? That's top secret information.
Okay.
Naomi is a calm spirit. Cordae carries a wisdom about himself and is protective over her. I'm pulling for them. But while pursuing his own goals, Cordae didn't ever feel completely comfortable in her lane. I don't know if I ever told Naomi this or not, but I feel really out of place. Like, this was my first time being in an environment like that in my entire life, he said to GQ. My elementary school, middle school, high school was 99.9% black. Kids who look like me. It just felt really weird for me being in that space. That was my first tennis match ever. As for Naomi, she declared that she had her own adjustment period because he had a completely different work style than me. I started super early in the morning and then I end.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
late afternoon. But I feel like for him, everything starts at night. So it was kind of hard to adjust to that in the beginning. But when I did, I felt completely comfortable. I wouldn't say there was a moment where I felt like he did when he went to the open or anything like that. However, this all seemed trivial, and in spite of them emanating from different worlds, it never seemed to be a problem. In fact, Naomi even playfully sunned him at her sport.
Mr. Confident? Here we go. That worked out well. That was fantastic.
The fact that she's playing my mans with a phone in her hand is just another level of disrespect. Corday might have lost the match, but he's winning in life. As for Corday, he actually dropped occasional bars about her, rapping about her career, including, "My girl would forfeit a tennis match to meet my grandmama. Man, she's truly a keeper." And, "My girl a tennis star. You dudes out here marrying hoes." But even though they appeared to be the picture of happiness, there would be a professional strife for both of them. For Corday, he's never been able to replicate the success of his Grammy-nominated debut album, The Lost Boy. With each project nudging him closer to an underground following, if it weren't for the cosigns of legends like Lil Wayne, J. Cole, and more. As for Naomi, her form has continued to slump. Since 2021, she hasn't been able to reach the same heights in her career. Then, in July of 2023, she stepped away from the spotlight after welcoming her first child, Shay, with Corday. And with that, Naomi even considered retirement, claiming that she doesn't think she's the type of player that would hang around. "I have a lot of respect for all the players on tour, but the point of my life that I'm at right now, if I'm not above a certain ranking, I don't see myself playing in a while. I'd rather spend time with my daughter if I'm not where I think I should be, and where I feel like I can be." All the while, they were dogged by breakup rumors that they always took in their stride. Us looking at the internet yesterday, but for Corday, who was already dogged by falloff rumors, he also had to deal with the notion that she was the breadwinner, which persisted whenever the situation came up.
"I just want someone that will watch the sunset with me."
Uh-oh.
Oh, God.
"And she liked the tweet about walking away from those that don't value you."
"Wow, it was just such a great story of love." Mm-hmm. "They was young.
Young.
She's super mm-hmm. successful. He started getting in his bag, really left the group, kind of had a clean. And she got the bag." "And she got the bag, the big bag. I don't want to ignore the elephant in the bathroom." "She has the big, big bag. You can't supposed to fuck that up. You can't fuck that up. Maybe he did some fuck shit, because I can't see him just willingly opting to get away from that type of love slash bag."
After so many near misses, the pair finally reached the end game. First off, Naomi teased it by suggesting that she was dissatisfied with where she was at in life. "I've come to the conclusion that what's meant for me is meant for me," she wrote. "And maybe certain situations occur to my mind for what's to come. Maybe there's bigger and better things on my path, and I just have to continue the journey to encounter them." She ended her message with, "That being said, this is about to be a great year." Soon afterwards, she took to IG to publicly announce their breakup, declaring, "He's a great person and an awesome dad. Honestly, I'm really glad our paths crossed, because my daughter is my biggest blessing, and I was able to grow a lot from our experiences together." For Corday, this came on the heels of his latest album, The Crossroads, underperforming, forcing him to once again prove his place in the game.
"I saw one of those crazy YouTube videos, and it said, why Corday's career hit a crossroad. Album flops horrendously."
Yeah.
"Do you feel your, well, you just said it, you feel you're at a crossroads, but do you feel like your album flopped?"
"No, because like probability of that, it's like some boy in Indiana. Not that it's a race thing, but it's like the truth of the people that run those." Mm-hmm. "Every artist in music, you could find something negative and nitpick at."
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
Where like they lack of, mm-hmm. where they lack in some department, you know what I'm saying? But no, because like I had other albums that didn't have like a strong first week, But again, my tour ended up doing super well. If you compare like a Cordae first week sales to like a Kendrick Lamar first week sales, mm-hmm. Of course there's a discrepancy. But when it comes to like my actual peers that do the type of music that I do, there's like, it's all like a balance. It's there. We're all at doing the same comparative numbers, you know?
And afterwards, his upcoming tour was canceled, with many citing the pain of the breakup as why he decided to postpone it. Him and Naomi Osaka recently split. He canceled the tour over his mental health. In Cordae's case, we see how the death of the same love, which once seemed like it would last forever, can be incredibly painful. But rather than lament over it, a headstrong guy like Cordae is sure to push forward and keep his life moving in a positive direction no matter what internal battle he faces.
But being around my family definitely helps that. Enjoying life experiences with my family helps fill that void because, I mean, being a generational curse breaker is, it's a lonely road. You know what I'm saying? It's not for the weak. Being famous or an artist with a platform, that shit is not for the weak. Like you said, somebody's always going to have something to say.
No matter what happens, you can be sure things won't spiral to the point where he's rapping about murderous fantasies. The same, however, can't be said for Eminem. As while his marital issues clearly never derailed his career and ascension to GOAT contender, it certainly exacerbated the issues in his personal life that meant that he nearly died before he could fulfill his potential or reap the rewards of a legendary run. If you've ever listened to Eminem for any prolonged period of time, you'll know the name Kim. Next to his mother Debbie, she's among the biggest antagonists in his lyrics. But long before he was penning songs about killing her, he was devoted to her. The pair met up in 1988 as teenagers at a house party and began an on-again, off-again relationship. And for Eminem, it was love at first sight. I'm standing on top of their coffee table with my shirt off with a Kangol on, mocking the words of LL Cool J's I'm Bad, and I turn around and she's at the door smoking. From there, she became a fixture in his life, even moving in with him and his mom for a while. Marshall arrived home from school with a tall, sulky blonde girl. Debbie wrote in her 2008 memoir, My Son Marshall, My Son Eminem. He introduced her as Kim Scott and said she needed a place to stay. I was happy to help out. As M's career took off, she remained by his side, and in June of 1999, the two got married for the first time. But less than a year or so later, things got a little rocky when the Marshall Mathers LP came out and featured his twisted ode to her on the song Kim. Initially written when the two were having issues surrounding their daughter Haley Jade, Eminem still kept the track about viciously murdering her on his album long after those problems were resolved. The prequels to 1997's 97 Bonnie and Clyde, Kim was horrified by the track and claimed it took a monumental toll on her.
What made you cry?
Just the lyrics and the fact that he is supposed to be the man that loves me and is supposed to protect me, you know, from being hurt. And here he is, completely and totally disrespecting me in the worst way possible in front of millions of people and in front of our kids, my family, my friends. And now it just makes me angry because of what everyone thinks of me and the fact that now I realize, you know, there must not have been much love there, you know, for him to do that. And I wasted so many years thinking there was.
Eventually, things got really dark when he performed the infamous song Before Her Eyes at a show, with the scenario impacting her so much that she tried to unalive herself.
I had went with my sister and some friends and had asked him before we went to the show if he was going to perform that song. And he said no. He said no because I know that you're going to be there and I wouldn't do that to you. And I was there in the middle section on the main floor, and sure enough, he decided to do that song and not only perform the song but use blow-up dolls as to reenact like me being choked and just disrespectful.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
Things to the blow-up doll and then threw the doll into the crowd. Like, for him to do that in front of thousands upon thousands of people, knowing that I'm out there and just watching everybody else sing the words and laughing, and just, I couldn't take it. I don't know. And I immediately left after that, you know. I got into a car accident on the way home. I was so upset. And I made it home, and I went upstairs in my bathroom and I slit my wrist and ended up in the hospital.
And at the time, he was anything but sympathetic.
You said you went into rehab. Mm-hmm. And you were away from the kids. And at that point, where did the kids end up? How did the kids end up?
The kids were with Marshall. And
he had full custody.
Yeah.
His parenting draw you to him at all?
No.
Did his being responsible, though, while you were away, make you admire him a little bit?
Yeah, I mean, I was grateful, you know. Thank God that he was there, because, you know, I don't know what would have happened to the kids, you know. And
instead of consoling her, Eminem sought a divorce from his wife in August of the year 2000, a month after her attempted suicide. Then, she sued for intentional infliction of emotional distress, before then settling over $1,000 a month in child support. But this would be the end of the saga, as things took another turn in 2001 when he pulled a gun after spotting her with someone else. According to the court reports, he tussled with a man he allegedly saw kissing his wife, Kim. Macomb County prosecutors dropped an assault charge in exchange for a guilty plea on the concealed weapons charge, leading to M receiving 2 years of probation. Somehow, even after all that, the two reconciled, with the pair remarrying in 2006 before getting divorced once more just months later. There was a lot of sadness about why this didn't work out. They've been together for 17 years. Her attorney Michael J. Smith told People at the time, "They're lifelong friends, lovers, have been husband and wife. They're raising children together. It's not the end, and it's not over between them. Kim is doing great. She's a very articulate, smart woman. She's going back to college to study design. That's just what she wants to do right now." And this time around, Kim wasn't so forgiving or as empathetic towards Marshall as she once was. Where she previously always claimed that he was a good dad, those days were over. And in radio interviews, she thrashed him.
He's an absolutely horrible person. He gets worse every day. Yeah, he's mean to me. His relationship with the kids has went downhill. I don't know, honestly, since he's left the house in February, I don't know what he's doing.
How often does he see the kids?
Maybe once a week if I force them to go over there.
Wow. And if you force them to go over there, so the kids don't want to go?
No. I have to physically say, you know what, you're going, and I'm sorry, but you have to go. You don't have a choice.
What is it that they say that's not fun about going to visit Dad anymore?
He's always yelling or complaining about something. He doesn't do anything with them when they come there. He's either in the other room or downstairs or sleeping.
Now,
they
I've heard
don't enjoy going there.
And even after his first stint in rehab, she claimed he never got sober.
Do you feel, unfortunately, that he might be slipping into an old lifestyle that might be a little dangerous for him?
He never stopped his old lifestyle.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, really?
Wow.
Oh, really?
So he's back to pre-rehab habits?
Let me tell you, the When I'm Gone video.
Really?
Me and Haley were supposed to be in that, and let's just say I found some things on the video that probably shouldn't have been there, and that's why we weren't in the actual video.
Although they're on amicable terms today and keep things civil for the good of their girls, people still can't fully wrap their head around how this is even possible. And what's even harder to comprehend is exactly where the story lies. I feel like on both sides of their stories, there are truths and lies. I don't think that Eminem's story of their relationship is 100% true, nor do I think Kim's is completely true. Considering he's never remarried, nor publicly been seen with anyone else, it's clear that Eminem might be exceptional at rhymes, but relationships aren't his strong suit. But if he's looking for advice, he certainly couldn't take cues from his mentor anyway, as he's had just as terrible a time with women. A true pioneer of West Coast hip-hop, Dr. Dre has always been at the
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
Forefront of music, but he certainly has a checkered past when it comes to women. Dating all the way back to his relationship with former Death Row artist Michelle, who was allegedly a m**er when they got together. But that isn't the only aspect of that relationship that's troublesome. According to her, Dre also put his hands on her.
One night he came in, he went out with Doc and Yellen, and he came in drunk and just took off and sucked me in ass. Honestly, couldn't tell you. We couldn't have had an argument or anything because I was just waking up to... I have no idea, but that was the first time. I woke up the next morning and I, kid you not, didn't have a conversation about it at all. The only thing I did too was he gave me some money to go to the grocery store to buy some sunglasses. As a child, I watched my uncle and his wife all every other day and we got back and everything was good. So I just figured, oh, it was normal.
Maybe he wasn't the right choice to introduce Not Like Us at the pop-out, particularly considering this is far from the only story like this. After all, this is the man who entered the ranks of the hip-hop infamy by slapping Yo MTV Raps' Dee Barnes.
And while I was talking to this person, Dre approached. Thought he was gonna walk past me. Just grab me.
He grabbed you. Grabbed you how?
I'm sorry, kid. I just don't know if I wanted to elaborate now, or, you know, I mean, I want to put everything in the book and release it. I mean, it's no secret. They grabbed me by my hair, started slamming me up against the wall. It's a painful and traumatic experience. And then when you add celebrity into the factor, it's a constant reminder. And in my situation, there's actually referenced in songs.
But if there was ever a situation where Dre really got held accountable for how poorly he treated women, it was in his divorce from Nicole Young. After being together for nearly 24 years and having two kids together, their marriage reached a point where it couldn't be salvaged. And from there, Nicole told some crazy stories. In depositions, she claimed that Dre held a gun to my head twice in 2000 and 2001. That he punched me in the head slash face in 1999 and 2000, and that he kicked down a door while she hid from his rage in 2016, among other instances of abuse. From there, she claimed that Andre has verbally and emotionally decimated my personhood to the extent that I currently suffer from post-traumatic stress syndrome. During our marriage, I considered calling the police several times, but as I fell deeper into the abusive relationship, my fear of Andre outweighed any confidence I had that the police could help me. While a prenup agreement from 1996 caused roadblocks for both parties, Nicole wound up walking away with $100 million. In turn, not only doing damage to his public image, but his net worth as well. As part of the settlement, Young was required to move out of their Malibu beach house by the end of the month, but kept a Rolls Royce, Range Rover, Escalade limousine, and Spider motorcycle, as well as all of her jewelry. As for Dee, he celebrated the whole thing as though it were a massive victory, posting this photo that says, "Divorced as fuck." And in interviews since it went down, he's insisted he couldn't be happier.
This is the first time in my entire life that I've been completely free. I'm free from a relationship. I don't need to make money. I don't have to work if I don't want to. All of my kids are grown, so I'm not a slave to my kids. I'm not a slave to anything. I'm not a slave to a job or any of that. So, you know, just celebrated my 57th birthday. For the first time in my entire life, I'm completely fucking free. It's an amazing feeling.
For Dre, it was clear that being in a marriage didn't suit him. And now, one man in the hip-hop commentary space who might also be seeking a divorce after things went majorly left in his relationship is Adam 22. When Adam
22- Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
22 got into a relationship with adult star Lena the Plug, it became a gateway into a whole other world for him. But the beginnings of their relationship were anything but conventional, as she had actually been smashing other dudes alongside him at the outset.
So you don't know this, but Adam and I have had a some with another guy only once. It was when he didn't know he liked me yet.
Right when I met her.
Right when we met.
With the homie.
Yeah.
The little homie too. It's just like this because he was like way younger than me too.
He was like 2 years younger than me. He was not much younger than me.
Nah, he was like 20 or 21.
I was 25 when you met me.
I just said younger than me.
Deja vu.
Yeah. So that was the last time that we were in a scenario like this. That was 2016.
Over time, they bonded and became somewhat exclusive, with Adam getting to hook up with other girls alongside her for content. But that all changed when a man who goes by the name of Jason Love came on the scene, as she announced that she would be shooting a male collaboration.
Why do you think out of all the BBCs in the industry, you were selected to be the first person to f*** Lena the Plug besides Adam?
My name was always hot in the porn world, so you know, I always perform good scenes. So I give them my all every time. And they know I'm like a good person, so it ain't gonna be no creepy stuff. And she knew I was gonna put it down, so obviously I would be on her list.
This sparked a brief and ridiculous beef between Adam and Jason.
Jason Love, I trusted you.
to pork my wife. And it seems like that clout is getting to your head. Number one, the angle of the dangle is more important than the cubic of the pubic. That's number one. Number two, my D game, when I'm serving it, man, it's just like your mom's home cooking because there's a special ingredient. It's called love.
And while it probably put more eyes on her content and made them money, the whole thing reflected poorly on the No Jumper host. Letting your wife sleep with another man is crazy, but paying another man to sleep with your wife is beyond insane. And since then, it's all been downhill when it comes to his public image, with Adam's cuck chair antics becoming the source of conflicts and clowning.
Before I had even really hinted at
it,
you guessed it.
You watched it?
I didn't watch it. I'll probably see some chunks of it.
So you just like was in another room listening to her moan and groan and shit?
No, she was at a hotel being filmed by a professional. And down by a professional, to be totally honest.
And you weren't there?
No, I was at the house playing some high stakes online poker tournaments.
That's some real white boy.
I like that. I like the framing of like, oh, that's some weird white boy, rather than like, you are a degenerate piece of shit. Everybody keeps saying I'm going broke. The narratives are twisted up.
But there was concern too, particularly considering they have a daughter. And with that, Wack 100 asked what it meant for the future.
It's okay.
I hope I know step my boundaries.
No.
What are y'all going to do when your kids get older, bro? Kids are savage these days.
The kid's already going to know about me piping a million girls. I don't know that from the kid perspective, if bro, her having done it with other guys is going to be that different, right?
By the third grade, they're doxing the kids. Kids is doxing.
Let's just pray that things go smoothly.
And yet, Adam acted like he was supremely unbothered by the whole thing, even though some people suspected he was far more rattled by it than he let on. Adam trying to cope while simultaneously creating dying inside with every passing minute, realizing he was already set with money like Crip Mac said, but still let another man of his kid and wife get piped down by another man right after they got married is literally the funniest thing ever. Still, Adam persevered. Before long, he got a reality TV show out of the concept name For the Love of Lena, in which the top prize was the opportunity to smash her.
How did you feel when you heard about the concept of For the Love of Lena, season one?
I was like, chance to see what's up, finally.
See what's up.
I was like, word. And we gonna make a good movie out of it, too.
Absurdly, he even hopped on a podcast and discussed ground rules for the competition winner, Lil D, when it came to blowing his wife's back out.
Because I was just thinking like, oh, you might...
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
I get to eat her today, and then I was like, well, you probably ain't gonna eat it after I eat it. I definitely ain't gonna eat it after you eat it.
That's what I'm saying.
It sucks you chose two very, very heterosexual guys to do this with.
Yeah, it's like...
I should have picked a bi guy.
Because when we be doing the orgies, bro, sometimes I've seen, like, I'll be fucking a girl. Someone was just fucking her before me. I pull out. 5 seconds later, I look over, one of the dudes eating a pussy. I'm just like...
Yeah, some of them, they get into that. I don't get into that. I ain't gonna lie.
With Adam and Lena looking increasingly unenthused about the whole thing, a lot of people began to wonder if this was sustainable. Not trying to be pessimistic, but I'll be very surprised if Adam and Lena's marriage lasts. Particularly as it evidently stopped being a one-time thing, as she even offered herself up to Aiden Ross.
Happy birthday. Thank you, man. Thank you. I already got permission on Lena's side. I was wondering if it's okay if I could have sex with Lena for my birthday. She said it was okay.
He looks mad already.
I don't know. I mean, I feel like she's only really like worked with the best in the business, myself obviously included in that. I would like you to do like a test run with somebody of less societal importance. Maybe we could like find some like random homeless person or something for you to like kind of show me what you're working with before I...
Now that they've cheapened their marriage countless times, there's a sense that they seem to know it won't last forever. Just look at how they discussed their marriage's longevity on a recent podcast with Wack and his wife.
I don't understand why everybody keeps calling me a cuck just because my wife banged another guy. There's probably a whole world of women who will never want to date me once we divorce because of my choices. I could picture her dating a much younger man, having, you know, a 25-year-old NLE Choppa type under her arm. Probably.
You just broke up with me in the future?
No, I think I have an asexual future ahead of me. I think I'm going to become like depressed tournament guy playing poker all day, yeah.
Now robbed of any credibility he once had, Lena has got to the point where she's blatantly disrespecting him in public.
You're so helpless, so I'm not going to have you help me with something where I feel like it's going to take me double the work.
So he's like a big-ass kid.
I have very limited life skills. I told him the other
day, it's like dating a 13-year-old boy because he's like, can I stay home and play video games? I don't want to come. And then if he does come, he's on his phone in the corner the whole time, and I'm like, put your phone away, Adam. Talk to people, you know?
She does have to scold me to be more social around the family.
You're like antisocial.
For Adam, he clearly has no one to blame for the dissolution of his marriage but himself. But some people also feel that way about a true rap icon, albeit for vastly different reasons. Among ATL's most influential artists, Jeezy waited until he was deep in his 40s before he got married to The Real's Jeannie Mai. But from the outset, previous comments she made on TV had people thinking he'd made an errant decision.
You dated black guys.
Loved black guys. Yeah.
I did.
But for me, dark meat on the side, white keeps me mean and lean. You know, that's why I'm married white man. That's what I like.
Hold up.
But rather than running away, Jeezy ran to the altar, with the pair getting married in 2021. And in the process, they had a kid named Monaco, and seemed intent on making the marriage work, until September of 2023 when Jeezy filed for divorce. In his opinion, he attempted everything, but it was evidently the end of the road.
Did you go to therapy with her?
Yeah.
So you actually addressed it,
right.
Tried to work through it, and it just was like not happening.
You know, I can tell you that I'm saddened. I can tell you that I'm disappointed. But again, God has put me in a different path, and that path is going to entail for me to take care of myself.
Set to come apart at the seams after just 2.5 years of marriage, Jeannie said that it took her by surprise.
I think I'm doing better now. You know, I think at the time when I found out, you know, at the same time as the rest of the world that my marriage was ending in divorce, I was gutted.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18+. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
It was kind of hard.
Meanwhile, insiders argue that the problem was that they were just fundamentally different people.
Said they didn't agree on certain family values and expectations. They had different views and each felt like their needs weren't being completely met.
Damn, you don't talk about family values before you get married?
I was going to ask.
A lot of people don't, yo.
And unfortunately, things got worse before they got better. As the divorce took shape, Jeannie began leveling accusations at her former spouse, amid claiming that she was hit in the face with a closed fist just weeks after giving birth to their only daughter. Court documents stated that Jeezy has a history of threats, violence, and bodily harm. Mai mistakenly believed Jeezy when he convinced her prior to the marriage that he was a changed man, and his past was in his past. But as one can see from the examples of abuse Mai endured during the marriage, that has not turned out to be the case. From there, she claimed he assaulted her after the Atlanta mayor's mask bail in an incident which caused a hemorrhage. To no one's surprise, Jeezy wasn't going to just let this slide. The allegations are not only false, but also deeply disturbing, especially coming from someone I loved. This malicious attempt to tarnish my character and disrupt my family is ridiculous, Jeezy posted on his Instagram. It's disheartening to witness the manipulation and deceit at play, and at this time my main concern is being an active father to our daughter as I continue to fight for court-mandated joint custody. Rest assured, the truth will prevail through the proper legal channels. But it's fair to say that the public opinion is mixed. Well, you chose her. DV is a serious charge. Jeezy himself said her loyalty was unmatched. I know you wouldn't lie about that, so I'm going to believe her based on your character assessment. While fans may be unsure where to stand with Jeezy, when it comes to one of hip-hop's queens, only her most loyal supporters are defending her, while everyone else is outright disgusted. For Nicki Minaj, her marriage to Kenneth Petty has been all she ever wanted, even if she didn't get the fairytale event she imagined and kept it far more low-key. When I was little, I always imagined princesses, marriage, and weddings, and that was more to me about life, the future, the love, the partnership, than the wedding. Minaj told ET in 2019. It's so strange because I didn't expect myself to be one of those people who didn't care about the hoopla, but I really don't. In the years since linking up with him, Nikki has been nothing but complimentary of their bond. I didn't think it would be as refreshing and calming as it is. Even if you're not married, when you have someone that feels like your soulmate or someone who understands you, it just makes you feel like you're on top of the world. She even claimed that their unique connection kept her sane during the time that she carried their child. Because I've known my husband for so long, there's an ease we have with each other, she tells the outlet. We make each other laugh or silly, and we're always reminiscing about some old story. If it was a guy that I met as Nicki Minaj, I think it'd feel like they liked me because I'm Nicki Minaj. And what if I don't look like Nicki Minaj every day? And that, combined with pregnancy, would probably have made me crazy. But while Nicki portrays their relationship as picture perfect, he has repeatedly been a major liability. Despite her unwavering support, he's a convicted sex offender who served 4 years in prison for the crime back in 1995. His victim, Jennifer Hugh, has spoken about the case multiple times.
The two of you were in a relationship. Is any of that true?
No, we never had no type of romantic anything. We never talked on the phone. We never hung out together. I just knew him from the neighborhood.
At what point during the trial, it was reported that you tried to recant your accusations. What happened?
Instead of me going home after that happened because I ran to school, I wasn't able to involve family members of what happened. The police had got involved right away, so they were pretty upset about the threats that, you know, I better drop the charges. So the lady who raised me, she was much older.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
And to prevent fear from that house, I was forced to go up to the courthouse on his court date. I wasn't supposed to be there. They had me hiding on the steps. They, meaning my family, had me on the stairwell waiting for his court to come up. And it just so happened that the district attorney took the steps that day.
And as things progressed and Nikki's fans began to attack her for refusing to clear his name, she admitted that she was scared for her life.
Nikki addressed fans who brought up Kenneth's attempted conviction by replying to them on social media, saying he was 15, she was 16, in a relationship. What are your thoughts about that?
It was like reliving it again because it was a lie. We both were 16. We were never in a relationship. It just felt woman to woman. I was wrong of her. You have 150-something million followers on. They all believed it. It hurt coming from another woman. I mean, just the girl thing, you know?
Considering she already has a brother who is in jail for pedophile offenses, her support for him isn't a good look. And now, it's distracting from her legacy. I can't believe Nikki allowed herself to get mixed up in this man's bullshit. After serving a year of home detention in 2022, for failing to register as a sex offender, many, including Wendy Williams, felt that Nikki had damaged her reputation simply by standing by him.
You should have never married him. Because now you've ruined everything about what your brand could be. You're never going to stand a chance when you're with a man who pulls a knife at point. A registered sex offender who wasn't even you're never going to stand a chance with John Q. Public. Because there's only one thing worse than touching children and pulling knives, and that's murder.
And for Nikki and the Barbs, the same weak spot of marriage also handed her the first rap battle L of her career. On the track Hiss, Megan Thee Stallion referenced Nikki's husband, Kenneth Petty's sex offender status. On the record, she said that bitches aren't mad at Megan, but Megan's law. In response, Nikki completely lost it, going on one of the most unhinged rants of her career.
You will not disrespect Papa Bear, you dirty f***ing ran through bird ass, bum ass bitch. Broke. You broke, bitch. Tell them the truth, bitch.
And with her formal response, Bigfoot, she ended up making a song which was widely regarded as one of the worst tracks of the entire year.
That would be Bigfoot from Nicki Minaj. Yeah, this song essentially sees her going at Megan Thee Stallion, and what else can I say other than that this diss track is utter garbage, absolute trash. It makes no good, hard-hitting points for the entirety of its runtime, and the whole end of the song is taken up by this, whispery series of ASMR threats that Nicki didn't even end up following through on after, you know, sort of this beef with Megan transpired. Like, it's such an awful, ineffective, not funny, totally limp diss track that Megan didn't truly bother to respond in a formal or, you know, an expanded way.
Despite unveiling a cryptic tweet in June 2024 which said, "Yes, single," the pair seemed to have toughed it out and stayed together. Unfortunately for Nicki, the backlash from standing by him isn't fading away anytime soon and will likely continue to push away potential fans. In each example, we see ways in which love and hip-hop often aren't compatible. Clearly, the only way to truly manage to keep a marriage alive in hip-hop is to keep it as far away from the public eye as possible. Because if you let anything from a little outburst to a full-on scandal seep out to the world, it's going to harm part of your image in hip-hop from there on out, whether you like it or not. So while no one is saying rappers need to give up on finding love, just make sure you choose the right one. Or...
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18+. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
You could be making problems for yourself down the line.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18+. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.